Information-fueled, opinion-driven. This is the Michael DelGiorno Show, Super Talk 99.7.
I'd like to thank Grater's Ice Cream. Not only because I love their ice cream, and you can get it at Kroger, but for not showing up today for our Easter interview, which allows me even more time to spend with these beautiful birds. So Deborah and Brandon are here. The Nashville Exotic Pet Show is coming up at the fairgrounds on April 21st and 22nd. We do have some surprises, I should say. We're not going to tell you this week, though, right?
Right. We're gonna bring a big announcement.
Why do you call the shots? Maybe I want... Oh, hello. Hello. She wants her daddy. Hi, baby. Hi. But no, it's going to be really fun.
Yeah. We got lots of exciting stuff coming up. Like we talked about, education is our key, so we'll be making big announcements about a lot of different things. Who our speakers are going to be, what times they'll be going on during the
expo. Let's face it, what I have planned is going to be fun.
Yeah, and you've got lots of surprises that you're working with us on. So, we're definitely excited about that as well.
Eleanor and I are going to the pet show.
And that's one thing is that people are invited to bring their exotic pets with them.
I got to tell you something. That's my favorite part.
As long as they are safe, healthy, and comfortable around large crowds because we're expecting a crowd. We do encourage people to leave their dogs at home, though.
Now, what is that noise?
That is just, what are you doing? Can I eat that microphone?
Oh.
So that's actually the only noise he's made. The other noises that you have heard have come from the other bird.
Yeah. Now, would she talk more at home?
She talks a lot at home. Yeah. Her favorite word is probably peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
And the one 50
times in a row.
Peekaboo. Peekaboo.
And the one thing you really have to consider with birds is how they can scream.
Yeah.
They're so loud.
At night when you cover her, does she sleep or can you wake up to some racket?
She doesn't get covered at night. Covering birds actually started a long time ago when houses were drafty. But she doesn't need to be covered, but she gets 12 hours of sleep a night, which is a normal thing.
My kind of girl.
Yeah.
The point of the Exotic Pet Show is, number one, first and foremost, to educate. We want to keep these, first of all, to educate you that such pets are not for weird people. They're wonderful pets. They're loving pets. There's a whole new window of love out there potentially that might even fit your lifestyle better. I mean, we kind of talk about some of these pets being very high maintenance, but some of them fit your life better than walking a dog in the middle of winter, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And they just have so much love. God is so good. He's created such great things. When we talk about exotic pets, I know we're doing birds today, but give them kind of an array. I'll never forget, I was walking. You know, you never expect to be at a pet show and just, you know, see a hedgehog on a leash walk by. You know,
there was hedgehog, kangaroo, I mean, huge lizards, small lizards,
monkeys.
Huge snakes, small snakes. Yeah, capuchin monkeys.
What is probably marmosets. The most popular? Probably the birds, right?
Birds. Birds, definitely. Since I do exotic pet boarding, I would say 90% of my boarders are birds.
Birds. Mm-hmm. And then lizards maybe next or snakes?
Lizards, snakes.
Snake you would know
snakes
from
are very low maintenance. Yeah. So when we talk about, you
so
know,
like if you went away for like 5 days, you just, what, leave
right,
it?
Right, get somebody to come in and change the water once and you're good.
You're good, yeah.
Ferrets, rabbits. Right now I have a potbelly pig. You know, so there's a lot of variety.
I had a friend with a potbelly pig, and you never really quite get used to a pig being in the house.
Well, now Jack, though, unfortunately, is making pig snorting noises.
He's making because he's hanging with the pigs. Look at Jack. All right, tell us about Jack. Who is he? What is he?
Jack is a male eclectus. He was actually a boarder of mine for many years, and then the person had circumstances where she could no longer keep him. He came to live with me with the hopes of getting a new home. And then I couldn't let him go. So he's been with me for
about 15
years.
I don't want to say anything, Deborah, but it is shameful how much you favor him.
Green.
I mean, you just do. I could tell by the way you hold him. He goes in his upside-down crouch. And
Jack
the way
actually,
you light up.
Jack actually.
I don't think you're giving my love right here the life she deserves. She may have to come destroy my house.
I'm trying to keep her from destroying the microphone.
Oh, let her. I don't care. She might fix it. All right, so the beautiful colors, and then...
Yeah, they're green. The males are green.
Yeah, he was saying that, and the females are red.
And the females are red.
They're called the Christmas birds.
Color, like they're eclectus, but I call them electris because their colors are so vibrant.
Now, on the females that are red, are they green underneath? Like she's red, he's red.
Some of the subspecies. Yeah, Jack is. The males are usually the more calm of the two. The females tend to be a little witchy and a little bit more aggressive, and that's another thing that someone would learn upon research. that the genders have differences.
Or you can just marry them and find out the hard way.
No comment.
Now that looks like a macadamia nut. What is he eating?
Cashew.
Oh, good taste. We could sit and eat cashews together. Now, will he talk?
Jack is somewhat of a talker. He's not a species like an African gray or some of the Amazons that are talking sentences. Jack is more of a hello, and unfortunately, we just found out that due to March Madness, Jack has now taken on the air horn.
Oh, really?
From the TV.
Nice.
So now we're hearing, oh, my gosh, that's it.
Da, 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 da. Hey! Look at him. He's liking it. Look at that. He likes March Madness.
They get a TV on in their room in the boarding area.
Does he like the Predators?
He's not as big a fan as the Blue and Goldberg.
Oh, yeah. She likes the Preds.
She's definitely a Pred fan. Thank you, Michael. We want to encourage that noise.
No.
Now, do they mimic? Like, I had a friend who had a bird one time, and like, I would laugh. I'd go, and he'd go, make fun of me. And it was like embarrassing.
When I was boarding, usually at Christmas is my heavy boarding time, and I was boarding five African grays, and one of them had an Alexa at home. So by the time all five left, were going, Alexa, Alexa,
Wait a minute, time out. That could wreak havoc.
Yeah.
Especially when they start ordering stuff.
I never thought about Alexa and Bert. No, this is a nightmare.
Yes.
Because they will, here's with African grays. Let's say, I'm going to try to do a clean version. Let's say there's a particular cub you can't stand, you know, Starling Castro or something. And every time, you know, you bring up Castor, you bring up this bum couldn't hit his way out of a paper bag. But the African gray will learn that. Now, you could have a house full of company. You could have Starlin Castro's girlfriend over to watch the game. And the guy will go, now, here comes Starlin Castro. Starlin Castro, he's a bum. And they'll do it like in your voice. You know, they out you. But I never thought about if they're hearing you over and over again, there's no way they're going
to
miss that.
Now, I always have to have people understand when they come to board with me that I am not responsible for what they learn while they're there, because they will pick it up from other birds and the TV and many different sources.
So it's just like kids going to school, right? If the bird comes home swearing, don't blame me.
Thank you very much. She was hanging out with a cursor. Exactly. Exactly.
That I love. But, yeah, she would learn Alexa and start giving it all kinds – and probably enjoy that it keeps responding. And
oh, yeah, because they are so intelligent and so loving of any kind of interaction that for something to respond to her every time, she's going to keep doing it and keep doing it.
All right. Well, we always caution people about study first. You know, there's nothing worse than, you know, somebody getting – if you got a chameleon and you thought you could just park it in your kid's room and not pay attention to it, unfortunately – chameleon will die. You got to know a lot more about it. Let's talk about the good stuff. What's the best part about birds? I mean, obviously, they're beautiful.
They are beautiful, and they're much more interactive than people
think.
And
affectionate than people think.
They
this bird loves you, and you don't return that love like you should.
People think that birds just need to, like, sit on your hand, and that's it. And she will flip over upside down in my lap. She'll do anything. She'll antagonize the cat with her tail, flipping it in front of her face.
I hadn't thought about, because we're going to do snakes on a different week. We're going to do lizards on a different week. We're doing birds this week. Real quickly, what animal, how is the animal interaction? Let's say you got a dog or a cat in the house. As you know, I have cats along with 17 mice, 5 hamsters. I can go on and on. And I can tell you, we did have an incident where the instincts of one of the cats and the idiocy of one of the mice did mix. Mouse did not die, miraculously. But, you know, we should talk about interaction, right?
It is real important. And, again, goes back to research. If you've got a household of 5 dogs, you know, you've got to really plan before you bring another animal home. You see all the videos on the internet about dogs and cats and birds playing together, and that is not the norm. And all it would take is one swipe from a cat to cause an infection in this kind of bird. And so you've got to be really practical about thinking and knowing your animals.
By the way, she's kissing you right now. Do you see what she's doing? Oh, is she adorable? So imagine if she bit a cat. But what happened to the cat?
The cat would hurt.
Yeah.
And break.
Yes.
So, yeah, careful that everything
She can go through a bone.
Yeah, I
she
bet.
She could take a finger off. So,
and you wonder why I'm respectful.
Lost all respect for you. You're like,
I am safe.
He looks like
safe.
Me this around is, his snakes.
This is what I do for a living. I handle these critters around people, so I'm very cautious.
Deborah, there's nothing that would ever make me relax around a snake. I cannot. It would never ever happen. I will admit to you, I never thought I could be in love with a lizard.
And that's not a bad thing. Healthy respect.
Healthy respect for that.
That is another thing.
Allergies? Did we bring up allergies? Not that I'm having an allergic reaction to these birds. I'm actually stuffed up. And because I'm playing with the birds during breaks instead of blowing my nose, I'm stuffed up. But could people have allergies too?
Allergies are a huge issue because many of the different species of birds put off dust. The white cockatoos, the African grays, they're high dust birds. And so you've got to be very, very careful about knowing, again, the research, knowing that they can put off a lot of dust and dander, and whether you can handle that along with your family members.
Right.
You've got to have the whole family on board before you get an
exotic
pet. All right,
so, so we get back to the expo, just to close the book on birds, highest maintenance bird or lowest maintenance bird? I know people always say start with the, I guess, would we say bearded dragon would probably be the easiest of lizards?
Or leopard gecko, yeah.
Or leopard gecko. And then a chameleon. Really, people like me shouldn't have done that, mm-hmm. but I'm a pretty smart guy, and that's been part
but
of our...
But it's dedication, too.
Yeah, that's part of my life.
Are you buying it
listen,
for
Listen, let me tell you something. I go home before I do anything. I mean, I am cleaning out the cricket cage. I'm scrubbing it. Of course, she's sitting watching. It's a lot of work to have a chameleon, but I love it. But so, like, in that order, though, what's the lowest maintenance bird? I mean, I guess any...
I would never have someone start with a bird like this, but like a cockatiel... or a budgie is a great place to start. But it goes back to is finding a good source, a safe, healthy source, a breeder or even an adoption where you know where the bird has come from, who to go back to if you have questions, diet and all that stuff. But
where would conyers be on that list?
Conyers can be good. They can be
a little loud.
They can be nippy
too, yeah.
And they can be loud.
They all
you
can
know.
Be loud.
Every one of them but has their pros and cons.
But conyers are kind of the clowns of birds. Although I got to tell you, this macaw is as much of a clown as anything I've ever seen. A conyer.
To me,
too.
The bigger the bird, the more personality.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's something to say.
It's the same with lizards. Remember we were talking about
Yeah.
The bigger the lizard, they can learn their name and learn tricks. And
There's a YouTube video of a guy with this giant, what's the big one? The iguana. I mean, this thing is 5 feet tall, or kind of, you know, it's a giant iguana. And they sit and watch sports. And he's like patting its butt. It's laying right on his belly like a kid. And he's patting its butt. The thing's giving him kisses. And I'm like, wow. You know, this will be the biggest thrill, but this is the biggest commitment and the most work. And that's
exactly
what we like to teach everybody. We're going to take a quick break, finish up with Deborah and Brandon this week, and talk more about the expo itself and some surprises we have for you next. It's 1021 at Supertalk 99.7 WTM.
I'm Pamela Furr. Coming up, the wife of the Pulse nightclub shooter not guilty. The latest on this story at 10:30 on WTN.
You're missing all the fun. Should be in here.
With the birds.
You know, birds are... Do you know how often a bird goes to the bathroom?
No. Whenever it wants.
On average, every off the air, the conversation...
Turn
listen,
to poop.
When I tell you I love my Eleanor, I know everything about her pee and her poop. I examine it. I examine everything that goes into her stomach, everything that comes out. That's love. But yeah, birds, like Eleanor, I've watched entire basketball games, and Eleanor has never, ever gone to the bathroom on me. A bird, of course, can't help it. If it gets scared, if it gets nervous, it'll go more. But on average, what, every 15 minutes, Deborah?
At least
every 15 minutes, and they'll have an evacuation, if you will. Well, it's kind of like me with peeing.
Oh, yeah, drinking all that water.
Go ahead, turn the mics on. Sorry, go ahead.
Easy to be potty trained, too.
How do
birds can be potty trained.
How do you do that?
Holding them over a trash can or
something
and telling them and then watching them and doing it consistently, and you can actually get to where you hold them over the trash can and they poop.
You just don't care anymore, though, do you?
No.
Right down your
no.
back. All right, exotic pet show. This means the world to me, having discovered Eleanor, obviously. And we've got some really fun surprises for people coming up, including these Friday visits with different exotic pets. And today we're doing birds. But this is so important for people to be exposed to these pets, these people that are experts, you know, which I thought was very helpful for me to, you know, get all my questions answered. Supplies, T-shirts, interact with all the different animals.
I mean, you can buy anything online, but if you could buy something local from a local vendor, I mean, you've got somebody local that you can talk with and ask questions to if you have any, you know, issues or concerns. You've got somebody close by.
Well, you I knew because you took initiative, but, you know, that's where I met Mike. Can you imagine? I mean, as much as I studied, the best part was like, you know, well, you guys know this as parents. Well, when you're a parent, that first drive home from the hospital, remember how you drove? By the third kid, you know, you just throw them up on the luggage rack and you're on your way. But, I mean, you know, there were things with Eleanor. It was so nice to have Mike to call, you know. And that's – it really is – here's the highest compliment. We're kind of like a big family. We really are of learning a lot of lessons and making sure people don't make common tragic mistakes. That's really what it's all about. So what are you going to be doing there?
I'm
making
actually,
sure everybody's happy?
I have a booth for my business, Greyhaven Exotic Pet Boarding, and then I actually manage the show. So I've been doing that for several years now and watching it grow.
And what you do is so important. We actually need something closer to the Franklin area. But because these are not, you know, you can't just have the neighborhood kid come over. My chameleon, are you kidding me? Somebody forgets to turn the lights on and off or forgets to spray the cage or make sure the water's there. I mean, she'd be gone. So, you know, a plug for that. You have an exotic pet with very special needs. Businesses like yours are very, very important to know. Because nothing made me relax more. Now, I stuck Mike with Eleanor.
Yeah.
But
he's a good guy.
But
experience.
I was relaxed the whole time I was at Disney World, knowing she was in good hands. So a little plug for the boarding.
I was a zookeeper for 25 years. So in that time, I probably took care of everything from elephants to chimpanzees and have been bit by everything. So my experience is good enough to have a good
and
business.
You're willing to put up with Daniel and I's crazy new addition and ideas that we'll be revealing in the coming weeks?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Some of them.
Knowing the one that we're going to do, any chance that that might be some competition?
She cannot go to the expo.
Oh, why?
No, I'm too busy.
Oh, that's right.
And I have to be with her if I'm going to be doing anything because I'm running the whole thing.
Yeah, no, I know. You got to make sure all the exhibitors are happy. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to have to give her a big kiss goodbye. What's next week?
So next week, I've got somebody who's on the fence. I really want her to come, but she's scared. So hopefully she's listening today and has felt how relaxed this is, and she's going to come.
What does she – what particular?
She has a hedgehog.
Oh, that's she what has, I want to meet is a hedgehog.
She has a ferret, and she also has a business where she does articulation. So after a pet or something has passed away, they – take the bones and put them back together as a skeleton. And so you can have a skeleton. So I'm actually going to have one of my Savannah monitor that passed away. I'm going to have him articulated so that we can have that with my business when I'm doing displays so kids can see the bones. You know, because I ask kids all the time, what kind of bones do these animals have? They're like, they don't have bones. I'm like, yeah, a snake has bones. A lizard has bones. What's the bone in your head? A skull. He's got a skull. What's the bone in your back? And they can name a spine.
Well, I was
ribs.
Torn, as you know. I want to enjoy every moment with Eleanor. I don't want to think about such things. But it was either stuff her, which I have considered, or build a $27,000 marble mausoleum in the backyard.
Oh, that.
I've chose the latter. All right, well, that'd be fun. I would love to hedgehogs. And, you know, we probably should do, what was the other one? They're everywhere in the pet stores. Kind of have an oily smell.
Ferrets.
Yeah,
ferrets. So she has a ferret and a hedgehog. So yeah. I would really like her to come.
That
so
would
we're
be great.
Try to get
and then
her
we're
going to
do snakes before this is over.
Yeah, if she can't come next week, then I'll do next week.
Have you found me the biggest lizard in all of Nashville? We wanted that in studio, too.
Well, yeah, but it's at the zoo. It's not allowed to leave.
That's the biggest one is really at the zoo?
Yeah. Komodo dragon.
How big was the one that we had at the show last time?
The big male iguana.
Yeah, he was
the
like
one
about
that was walking around. That was the most beautiful male iguana I have ever seen in my entire life. And it's not even the one on the photo.
He was eating a salad that I was like, it looked delicious. I wanted to take a forkful.
Well, that's what people laugh at me. I'm probably the only single person that shops at Sam's Club, but they have great prices on organic greens.
Lizards
eat better than I do.
Well, we're going to give you a chance to meet some of these great animals, but look, there's nothing like the show. So April 21st and 22nd, we'll see you Saturday and Sunday at the fairgrounds for Nashville's Exotic Pet Show. Deborah, thanks for all you've done over the years and all you're doing this year for the show. And thanks for letting us be a part of it. There's some wonderful, wonderful creations of God that can bring great joy to a home. And we just want to make sure the right home has the right pet and does right by the pet. And so it really is a long-term educational process. Any minute, last-minute plugs? Because we can't do everything else.
Only $2 to get in, so very family-friendly event. Whether you're coming just to learn about exotic pets or actually purchasing an exotic pet, supplies. I mean, we've got everything under sun. 33,000 square feet of space, over 80 vendors, over 180 spaces sold. So we're almost, I think, completely sold out.
Join us on Facebook at Nashville Exotic Pet and join us on our website, www.naturalexoticpet.com.
All right. Well, it was the most fun we ever had as a family for $10.
There you go.
I'm making myself a little bit more at home this time. We'll give you that
detail.
That's
one of the surprises we're going to reveal next
starting
week, so
next
stay
week.
Tuned.
All right. That's it. Get your pets again. Leave that one. The rest of, the rest of you get out of here. Thank you, Deborah, for bringing in the birds. 10:33 at Supertalk, 99.7 WTN. Stand by for news. Yeah, information fueled. Yo, information fueled, opinion driven. That's Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Well, I would like to put my wife's mind at ease at home.
You're not buying a bird.
There were some great stories. I'm a lot like Jim Croce, although I take my home, you know, a little bit more seriously. I mean, having a wife and children have made me very protective. But if I weren't married with children, I would be just like Jim Croce. And so what would happen is Jim Croce's wife would tell the stories. You know, he'd go to get some milk and Coke or bread, and she'd have to worry because he could come home with a family. All right, so you and I, we walk into a store and somebody needs something and, you know, maybe needs a dollar. He'd come home with them. What, you don't have anything to eat? You don't have anywhere to live? Come on. And so she worried every time he would go out what he would bring back into the house. And they were free to live there. He didn't care. I'm that way with animals. But there is, as beautiful as those birds were.
They were beautiful.
When I tell you, I must have a terrible, I mean, it just shut down my breathing.
Oh, I hear it.
But I would rather kiss that bird than breathe. That was the most, that blue female, blue. I mean, I am like.
Although I loved the green as far, because that green was the most vivid green I think I've ever. Now, you have Eleanor that has a vivid green.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
sometimes,
she's beautiful.
But that vivid green, I mean, that was just beautiful.
Oh, I fell in love with that big blue one. Oh, my gosh, am I in love. I could get excited every day about going home to her.
Wow.
But what a handful,
wait,
huh?
How many hamsters did you say you have?
I think we have 5 hamsters, 19 mice,
that's what I was, that's
2 fish aquariums, 3
mice.
Cats.
Do you feed the mice to the hamsters?
No.
They're all pets?
Yeah.
That many?
Holy. Do you not know what a hamster is? Just like a bigger.
It's been a while.
Well, guinea pig would probably be the biggest, and then there's rats, and then there's a hamster is just not much bigger. It's probably maybe 3
bigger.
Times the size of a mouse.
Okay.
But no, they're all, they combinations of vegetables.
19.
And yeah. It's,
do you have the like other a room so now that's just for the animals?
Well, Alex has a very large master size room, and then she's got her animals in there. Anna has a pet room off her room, but they're in her room.
Gotcha.
Aquariums are spread out. Everywhere. Eleanor is right in the middle of the family room by Daddy's chair. Naturally. Cats are roaming. But yo,
you don't have a dog.
So the latest Anna comes back with is, she was wanting a hedgehog or prairie dog. Prairie dog is the latest. And now it's every day I'm getting begged for a prairie. And finally, I'm just like, why don't we just get every creature God created?
Might as well.
Just get them all in the house and die in their manure. I don't know how many until this family is satisfied. But I do. I love them, and I love God's creation. And I'm telling you, that bird is breathtaking, and what a personality. Did you see how she was loving on him?
Yeah. Oh. And so when I walked around the corner and saw them, I was stunned. And so I froze, and the bluebird froze.
Why don't kids do that, though?
What?
I mean, I feed them. I care for them. I clothe them. They get to bathe. I mean, I give them everything they need. They don't ever just come up and start cuddling and playing. They roll their eyes and go in their room and close the door.
Do they slam the door?
I think all these animals are my way of trying to get what my kids won't give me that is rightfully mine, some affection and love. All right, I got to tell you a Kelly Ripa story.
Really? Okay.
So I did mornings up until I moved here. Mm-hmm. And I think in the last hour I was on the air, Kelly Ripa would always come on television. Mm-hmm. And I remember just thinking how adorable she was. I had, like, such a crush. Now, the sound is off. All I can do is see.
I used to watch her on All My Children.
And then one day I stay home from work, and I, like, watch Regis and Kelly. And it was like her personality was so obnoxious, I couldn't stand her. I was just like, ooh.
Should have kept the sound off.
I mean, Kelly Ripa in silent movies? That's hot. So, but I don't have anything negative to say other than that. You know, then her husband is that handsome, Mark Consuelos.
Oh, yes. Which I also watched in All My Children.
Is that how they met on the set of All My Children?
Yep, yep.
Okay, he really is. Like, he's breathtaking.
Oh.
I'm not even gay, and I'm like, gosh, if I look like that, somebody might find me attractive. So anyway, there's this whole thing where he's posting a tribute to his wife and her workout regimen. I mean, first of all, you know, I'm not saying I look like Mark Consuelos, and I don't think there's many ladies out there listening that probably have Kelly Ripa's shape or will at 47. But you can't be critical in Rip. It's a good thing that she looks great for her husband. It's a good thing that he loves the way she looks.
Are people ripping?
Oh, ripping.
On Ripa?
They're ripping Ripa. And so finally, though, this guy, and I know this, because you can rip me all you want. Don't rip me, man.
I was trying
to explain this to a listener yesterday, and then finally I just got to give up. I mean, this guy's trying to pick a fight that doesn't exist. I don't care. And it's not that I don't care, meaning like, I'm great, you suck, and I don't care what you think. I don't care because I can't care.
Right. You're a child of God. It doesn't matter.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just that there's 100,000 of you and one of me.
Oh, yeah.
Every day I speak, I'm pissing somebody off. If I spent every day trying to figure out how not to do something everybody doesn't, you know.
Right.
I would go nuts. Yep. I don't know what you're liking and not liking. I just assume in the long run you're liking more than you're not liking, or I'll be gone. I don't, you know,
right.
I can't live that paralyzed life. But I will say this, you say something critical about my wife or kids, I might get out of my car and literally punch your face in bloody. All right? I mean,
right.
So how's that on Good Friday for
get all Italian on you.
For spiritual, you know, transparency. I lose it. And so part of this story is him, and I love it. He's like watching everybody rip his wife. And I think that's the first lesson I would share with everybody that no one's going to bring up in this story. Somewhere there is a Mark Consuelos, and he's a real human being. And just because he's a celebrity doesn't mean you can say anything you want about him or his wife. Or just because we're online doesn't mean you can just type anything.
Right.
We're real human people, and we're reading it. We might come punch your face in. You know, there's not enough of that in the world anymore. That's why everybody fancies themselves a big know-it-all and a big mouth, because nobody's ever shut their mouth. Maybe there's too much anti-bullying. Maybe more people need to learn at a harmless age of 5, you just say anything, somebody might punch you in the face. So it keeps me from saying, when I'm around very large men, I'm very quiet, very polite. All right, all joking aside. So here's the story. He posts these pictures, and now everybody's ripping and ripping her. They're like, enough. So he says, listen, I wanted to take a couple days before I weighed in. Probably should have earlier, arguably. But I wanted to be above it all. Well, guess what? I'm not. Now, that's when you should start ducking, right? This Latin's about to go ape all over you. I posted this pic of a woman I admire most. A playful tribute to my wife, who I'm very proud of in endless ways. She works extremely hard in her professional life. She is committed to exercise, healthy diet. It's admirable, and the benefits show. So the shot shows my wife's abs as she emerges from the ocean. Yeah, she wears a bikini at 47 and will no doubt wear one for many years to come. And if that offends you in some way, if it triggers you or some other psychosis you're suffering from, I suggest you get over it or get used to it. Now, if you're a man and you have something negative to say about my wife, I highly encourage you to do so in person.
Nice.
I mean, that's his wife. That's the mother of his children. And by the way, she looks terrific.
At 47.
But oh, by the way, on this Good Friday, don't forget when you're on Facebook, these are real people that are reading this. If you wouldn't say it to their face, don't type it online. Or you know what? I wish somebody would find you and punch your face in. I think that's what America needs, a good slap in the face. It worked with my grandmother and me. It worked with John Beese and me. Although I will say this, I bit John Beese really hard, like a macaw.
Did you?
Yeah, my brother. for 12 years, I never heard the end of it from my brother. You want to fight by biting someone. I don't care. Like, he's a wrestler. I couldn't get it.
You're like the Evander Holy, the other guy that bit.
That was Mike Tyson.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Duh. Yeah, you're like Mike Tyson.
But I mean, you know.
You win by biting. Did you bite any part of it off?
He was a wrestler. I couldn't get him off me. First of all, he was straddling me in ways I only
wish others would.
We're looking forward to on my wedding night.
Yeah, exactly.
And I couldn't get him off me. I wanted to punch him in the face, but I couldn't get to his face. So his arm was around me and I bit it. Then I got loose and I punched him. But all my brother remembers is, you can't win a fight biting, man.
You play dirty, man. You play dirty.
So you're proud of me, Vic? I punched him. You proud of me? You bit him first. Oh. Anyway, that's John Beese. I want to make Mark Consuelos my. I don't really care for his wife, you know, in terms of.
I'm looking at the pictures. I mean, again.
Oh, she looks spectacular. Come on.
She's super thin. Coming from a big girl, you know, for me, she's super thin. But I would give anything to look like that at 47.
Or if you, whatever happened, if you don't have anything nice to say, just say nothing at all.
She's beautiful.
Why is it so hard? It's not your wife. It's not the mother of your children.
Right. Just say.
Everybody feels like every picture online requires their opinion. It doesn't.
Nope. You're right. And
but I just wanted to give a standing O to Mark Consuelos.
Well, and they've been married for how many years? I mean, this is not. Yeah. This is not one of the normal Hollywood stories of divorce and cheating and all that kind of stuff.
Careful what you say about somebody's wife.
Yep.
The wife will talk about you behind your back. The man will find you and right in front of your face punch you. I loved him sticking up for his wife and the mother of his children. I wanted to make him my Good Friday hero of the day. That and Pamela said she wanted to have a fun segment.
And that was good.
And I wasn't going to revisit the Pope and no hell. And I had to get those birds out of here because I can't breathe.
Did you do a da Pope? Did you do talking about no hell?
I want to tell you the only hell that it exists is out of the bus with a bitty bush. Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry. I keep bringing this out of you. I apologize.
I just want to go home. I want to fix my eyes on the Via Dolorosa, the cross, and Calvary, and then at Calgary. And then I want to just, you know, go to church Sunday. I just want to get out of here alive. So, yeah, that's our fun segment. We do have to talk about guns, and we will with Jeff Hartline, who wrote another beautiful piece for Tennessee Spotlight next.